Yes,
this is the 2014 Taney County Board of Equalization, and we are reconvening from recess. First order of business this morning is Valley Ridge Residences. Would you all like to join us?
We will.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm Rick Huffman with Valley Ridge Residences. And we would like the board to make an adjustment evaluation on Valley Ridge 3 to a price of $1,344,147, which is consistent with the value of $5,800 per unit from Valley Ridge 2, and very consistent with Valley Ridge 1. Most of you are probably familiar, there's a Ridgecrest 1 and a Ridgecrest 2, and then there's a Valley Ridge 1, 2, and 3, and they're all Section 42 housing projects, all apartments. And the third and final phase of Valley Ridge 3 was assessed, or it's the first time it's been on the books. It just finished up a year ago. So it's on the books now, and there's 44 units. And last year's, as you can see from the backup, last year's assessment on Valley Ridge 2, which these are all the same units, was $5,804 per unit. So we're just asking that it be consistent with the other units and be valued at what the other units are being valued at, since they're all the same.
Just put the map up there for me. Danny, Randy, do you have questions about this request? Thank you very much.
Does Mr. Pennell have an opinion on this? You've got it put down at what?
We've got it on for $1,008,000, I believe it is.
That is correct. $1,810,328.
And you were wanting to move it to?
$1,344,147.
On a matter of consistency.
On a matter of being consistent with all the other units.
Okay.
That you can see from the map, the other units. The third phase doesn't show up on there, but it's just to the right where the green is.
Yeah.
Just about half of that. The rest of that's a big old deep valley. Unbuildable.
Opinion, you ask.
Yes.
Rick was kind to come to the office, and Gary went through all this with me. And I don't have my feet on the ground on Section 42. I mean, I know of them. Tax credit properties.
No.
Quite honestly, I don't have a real good handle on how James put those on. As Rick's showing, it's not consistent. That's not a good thing, of course. As I shared with him, I've been visiting with some other assessors, two other assessors in particular. There has been a court case on tax credit housing. The bottom line of all my conversation is, if you're asking what I'd like you to do, I'd like you to deny it, let it go to the state. The reason I say that is it gives me time to kind of get educated and get my arms around it. But again, on the other side of the coin, it's not consistent. That's your ultimate decision. I don't want to make that decision. Anyhow, I apologize that I'm not better informed on how these work, but there is some new stuff. Possibly this court case that might have some play on it.
Chuck was kind enough to give us that court case, which we looked up, and there's not been a decision yet on the cases. It's not been fully adjudicated.
Rick, I know you're here before us for an opinion, but would it does it make any difference to you that it go on to the state?
Yeah. No, I think that it should be consistent. I mean, it's been consistent on five other properties. So to take it to the state and pay the tax and waste time and money.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Because quite honestly, the state statutes, as we know, on income-producing properties also go based upon NOI, net operating income. So if we would take this as a business, and if I showed you what the net operating income was, the net operating income on this property is about $50,000. So if you took that $50,000 in NOI on that property, it would be worth less than $1.3 million.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, these are subsidized housing.
How long has this been in litigation, the particular case? If I'm not mistaken, we've been talking about it for 2 or 3 years.
It's been about 4 years now.
Four years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that our primary responsibility and what we've been doing over the course of the last few days with motels and hotels throughout Branson is trying to equalize the values. And I can't see why.
My questions are strictly trying to figure out where we're at. We're here to Board of Equalization, that's mm-hmm. our terminology. We have four or five other examples that are all set at the same price.
There's five others.
Five yes. others. Mm-hmm. And they're all set at the same
four,
price.
Four others. I'm sorry, this is the fifth one. Yeah. Okay. Four others.
Here's the reason. I'm gonna make a motion that we equalize it to the others, and my reasoning behind that is just what you stated. No one knows exactly how long court cases last, and with the evidence that we have per units, so for this to drag on and for you to pay more taxes on this, then probably we'll end up with a and the balance, I'm going to make a motion that we set it at the other four units, same value.
That would be a total valuation of
$1,344,147? That's right.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of BOE number 2014-38 at $1,344,147. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Am I looking at this next parcel at a total valuation, Chuck, of a little over $3.8 million? Is that what you have? There. Okay.
I'm digging.
Go ahead, sir.
Great. Okay. This one in front of you guys, I've got to apologize. This property's been assessed at this value for quite a number of years, and as when times get tough, you know, you start looking for every penny you can. So times have been a little tough in our business the last few years. So we went back through all of our properties this year, and this one stuck out a little bit. And I gave you the backup on this one. This one's based on revenue. And in the backup, you'll notice on here that the property, the lease on this, which is a long-term lease, it goes out to, you can see there, till the year 2027. And the lease on it with Bass Pro is $400,000 a year. And part of the lease is the landlord has to pay insurance, taxes, billboard rent, and catalog advertising in Bass Pro's catalog. So the expenses are $149,000. So the net lease revenue is $250,000 a year on that parcel. What we did is we talked with Kelly Trimble and said, what's a fair market value for a good company net lease in Branson, Taney County, Missouri today? And he said, I'd use an 8% capitalization rate on an 8 cap. So we took an 8 cap on that store, and that gave it a valuation of $3,125,341. At an 8 cap, the current valuation for the assessor is $3,819,432. So we were just asking to lower the valuation to what we feel is the appraised capitalization rate of that lease.
Ron, that is the correct number.
Thank you.
Chuck, you have an opinion on the cap rate on this one?
This includes all the property. Am I looking at that in light blue?
Right. Yes.
There. Okay, there it is.
Uh-huh. And as you know, that's lease property that's owned by the city.
Right.
Or Peter Wright.
Rick, I don't know how I can make an adjustment on this, on the long-term lease. I really, I would feel like that I really didn't know for sure what the cap was.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have that, I would rather that if you decide to take this one on to the state, that it go on to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have a good judgment. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be unfair to you or unfair to the tax.
Sure. That's understandable. I think in the past what we've done when we've gone to the state, we've ordered an appraisal.
Yeah.
And has an independent appraisal done and submitted that to the state. And the state, most of the time, all the time, actually,
right,
has always accepted that appraise value.
Right.
As the appraise value.
Yeah, and that's what you would do here.
That's what we would do here. We would submit to the state with an appraisal.
I'm going to make a motion to deny on this one and let you go ahead and do that because I can't. I wouldn't feel right about changing what's there without knowing. Mm-hmm. And then that way it's finalized for you. I mean,
sure. Mm-hmm. It would be good to know, just food for thought in the future.
How exactly
how leases are assessed in Tanny County.
Right.
You know, like Lowe's and Home Depot's and
right.
A lot of these big box long-term leases, how does the assessor come up with a valuation on them?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
If it's based on income or...
It's strictly cost. Best of my knowledge, that's all we've ever used was the cost basis. We don't have your income, of course. We don't have that, so we don't have that to go by. We don't have any sales to work off of, so it's strictly a cost.
It's cost. Okay.
Rick, you stated that you had gone to Kelly, and he gave you the figure of 8% for a capitalization rate. Did he do an appraisal?
No, he did not.
He didn't?
No. No, we'd have to order one.
I made a motion to deny, but I guess it didn't. Did that get a second?
I just want him to be brought up to speed, and then if he has any input, then we'll move forward.
Chuck, have you weighed in on it?
I did. Danny asked me what about the cap rate, and I said I didn't have any opinion. Since you bring it up, Ron just pulled up. Since I said that, Rhonda pulled up realityrates.com, and we're finding, if I can get my eyes to work on the small print, 9.11, 9.34, 9.15. In 2014, the top one was 9.34.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
Well, here's fourth quarter 2013. Here's 2013.
9.33 is what they're showing. Not to be in disagreement with Kelly, he's a sharp guy, but that's what she picked up here for us.
Nine being what, Chuck? I'm sorry.
9.33.
Is that
the cap rate?
Oh, cap rate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're looking at cap rates.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so that would make it a lower value then. Yeah. Actually, it'd be less than $3 million at nines.
Chocolate things. Nothing.
Sorry, I'm late, guys.
Chuck, with the cap rates that she's providing us, which creates a lower valuation, what are you telling us?
Just not telling you anything, Ron. Just trying to answer Danny's question and Brandon's question about the cap rate.
Now, this has been valued at the same value for
quite some time.
Years.
Yeah.
I would be more inclined to go ahead and take their valuation at 3.125 with the 8% cap rate. You'd have to rescind your motion.
Well, I didn't get a second on it, but... I feel I can't be a good judgment. I can't really get my hands around this percentage that Kelly brought in, because he's usually more conservative than.
I know that there are some deals at 6.75% cap rate. Going on currently.
What'd you find, Brandon?
So I know of some deals that are at 6.75% on a cap rate. So I'd say 8's probably. And then with what you're found on your website of the 9.3s.
And that's national. I mean, that's just all across the board. I mean, I would trust Kelly by far because this is his area.
I mean, I'd say it's probably pretty accurate.
I did just sell a building yesterday at a 7.75 cap with a national tenant in it. It was a 15-year lease and very good credit, triple B plus rated credit, so it's a Wall Street credit. Bass Pro's not a Wall Street credit yet, but this company that bought, and it was Branson on 165, and just closed actually today, this morning. It's being recorded. But and that was a very good cap rate, I thought, for Branson, actually, on that property.
It was 7.1.
7.75. Which I thought was a really good rate for our town, you know. It was the old Wyndham building, or the old blue building out on 165. St. John's, Harold Epps building that we kind of tore it all down and rebuilt it. That one.
Brandon, you have a motion?
Are you going to play the Ellen Dye for lack of saying?
Yes.
Move to set the value at $3,125,341.13. We can say $3,125,000. It's easier for you, Chuck. I'm sorry, what was that? Move to set the valuation at $3,125,000.
Is there a second?
Danny's
died for lack of second.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to set the valuation of BOE number 2014-39 at $3,125,000. Discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
This next one's not easy. Are we ready, Ron, on this one?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's the top that you have listed. Is that correct? We've got the $360,600 valuation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, as you can see, is several parcels, which these parcels all make up Branson, the Payne Stewart Golf.
Go back to that list, would you? Does that list that you just put up coincide with what we have in front of us? Let me make a couple notes before you take that off. And then.
This would start with BOE numbers 2014-40 and go all the way to 2014-49.
And they're in order, correct, with what we have? I see the 022. Is that two separate properties? Oh, it's maintenance area land in the building. Okay. Just about there.
Are you wanting the whole?
Okay.
All those combined to be the market value of $500,000?
Yeah, how we get there, I don't know.
I'll
is whole one worth more than the whole 18? I don't know. You know, it's just combabulated, but all of those parcels are wholes. And then the clubhouse is a parcel itself.
That's total sum of acreage of what now?
228.60 acres of land involved in the whole thing. Okay, this makes up Paints Your Golf Club, which is 18 holes of golf, a driving range, and a clubhouse, and a maintenance building, and a cart barn. It's a tough one. And I know this is a tough one. If we go and we look at, and I think I gave that to you there. Do you have the slide with the financial statement?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
If you look at 2013 and 2012, you can see that the net, the book loss on this, and then if you add back depreciation, which you should do, and interest expense, the net loss on this is $24,000 in 13 and $92,000 in 2012. So, based on a net operating income, it doesn't make any money. So how do you value something that doesn't make any money, which is I've never done before? So what is the value in the land? Well, the land is it's grass, and then there is one building that's there. One big building. There's a cart barn and a maintenance barn too, but. It's doing better this year. It will probably make money this year. We're sure hoping. And, you know, with Johnny closing his courses and what have you, we're having a pretty good year. So it's getting better, and it needs to be looked at every year. But the taxes are a big part of the cost of operating the course. And the land can never be used for anything else other than a golf course. It's under a PUD, and it is also under the covenants, has to remain a golf course. So it's a golf course, it's a golf course, it's a golf course forever. And it's green grass and land. We were curious as to, well, what's some other golf courses in the area assessed at, so we did pull some of the other stuff that was out there on the county's books, and we did notice that based upon all of these parcels, that we'll give you an example, Branch Creek, which is we all know that one, which just sold, which is now Buffalo Ridge. Which is a very nice golf course, one of the top-rated golf courses in the public in the state of Missouri. And similar in size, and it has a value of $2,699,138 on that property. And then if we go to another golf course, which is Thousand Hills, which is another golf course in town, And that golf course has a value of $2,152,413 when you total all their parcels. And I have all that back up here that's just off your website, county assessments on there. So we felt like that if we did appeal this to the state and went off of the net operating income, then we would probably have to get just a land appraisal to back that up and say, what's the land worth? Well, it's non-buildable land. It's zoned where you can't ever build on it because it's protected for the residents out there. So we think it'll probably have a fairly low land value. We don't know. But on an NOI basis, it's basically worth nothing. It doesn't make any money. So this is a hard one to come up with what we, our opinion of value on January 1st last year was $500,000. We were just guessing at that, saying, well, the land's not worth much. And we know that Arvest Bank has 112 acres next door for sale for $600,000. And all the CM projects, all the improved lots and everything, which are more valuable than a golf course. So we're pulling that one out, guys. I mean, if we got any kind of reduction on that, we would sure appreciate it. It'd help us out a bunch on that course. We feel it's just been overvalued since it came on the books. Never have made money, unfortunately.
But it's, like I said, this was a tough one. Its basic value is to the lots, surrounding lots.
Yeah.
That's the only way that you can put it. It's not, you're talking about operational cost and the $92,000 and all this. Its value is what it provides for the lots that you sell around it, right?
Well, we don't sell lots around. We don't own lots around it.
I know, but I mean, that's the value of a golf course, basically.
Well, no, actually, golf courses, around the country make money. We have Troon Golf operates this, which they operate over 200 some golf courses, and a lot of their golf courses are profitable. If it's a private country club where the owners own it, we're like Point Royal. The HOA owns that golf course. So every owner's paying a piece of whatever the tax might be on that golf course. Where here, none of these homeowners or lot owners have any interest in that golf course.
Right.
They have to pay to play if they want to play golf or buy a membership, but they still pay monthly. But, it is a tough one. I would think that if we could get, down close to our competition, which is in the $2.1-2.2 million range, that I would be happy with that, not the $500 we think it's worth, but at least it would get us comparable to what our competitors are in tax value on there. Like I said, we got to look at it every year. I hope it makes $1 million a year someday. But
there's a big difference between this course and Thousand Hills, though.
Thousand Hills, there is. You're right. Now, this is more, I think, like Buffalo Ridge. Branch Creek.
Let me ask you this, though, because Branch Creek, now Buffalo Ridge, doesn't have a clubhouse.
They do not.
They do now, but they didn't when this
was. Right, they didn't when this was on your correct brand. Yeah,
so if you add, I don't disagree with you, but once you start adding in the value of the clubhouse, then we're back up to, if you leave the clubhouse at the $930,000,
mm-hmm.
Plus you take the Branson Creek land, which you say was similar in size.
Mm-hmm. Very similar.
We were actually at $3.6 million as opposed to $3.4
million. Hey, and that's
given the value of $930,000.
You're right.
And I'm not saying that value is correct.
Yeah. No, it's a good argument because there is no clubhouse. Unfortunately, a clubhouse makes no money. It's worth nothing.
There's still value there.
Huh?
There's still value there.
Yeah, I don't know what that value would be. I can't sell it. It has to sell with the golf course is the thing. If I could sell it as a house, it'd be all right. But
be a big house.
But, you know, it's a tough one. Now, if we took this to the state, which, you know, we have done, I think, four cases over the years with you guys in about the last 21 years. And we've won every case at the state level when we went against it. And unfortunately, sorry, Chuck, when we have to sue the assessor. They accepted our appraisals based on NOIs, net operating income. And that's how you value any operating business, is based on your net operating income. Nobody buys a company if it's losing money for much value. So we would go that route, and I'm pretty sure that they would give it a very low valuation. It'd have to be looked at on an annualized basis. In order to save all that time and trouble, if we could get just some help in that and get somewhat of a reduction down close to our competitors for a golf course, then I would be happy with that. But we're willing to go either route on it. I just need to try to get the value down. And
Brandon, what was Buffalo Ridge, Branson Creek set in at?
2.7.
Branson Creek, their clubhouse is not really a clubhouse per se.
It was a modular trailer home, wasn't it?
Basically.
Until this year.
Right. Well, they built a small pro shop. It isn't a clubhouse. It's a wooden.
The one that Johnny just built?
I understand they're going to tear it down.
Payne Stewart's, it's a hard course, though. Oh, I don't like it just because of that.
You've got $500,000 worth of balls out there.
I was going to say. I can't play Pro V1s out there.
Yeah, I know. It's for sale. Cheap, too.
$500,000?
If you add a little bit to it, you might own it. Not a great business anymore.
I can see taking a little off. I honestly can't see getting it down to the 2.7 or 2.1.
Have you got a recommendation, Brandon?
I don't. You have a restaurant in the clubhouse? Or is it just a... Just serve drinks, or what do you guys serve?
Yeah, they serve lunch.
Lunch?
Mm-hmm. Don't do dinner, but they do lunch and drinks.
And if you did do that, how would you do it? Straight across the board, all the way down on properties? Because it's an overall value of all the parcels added together, correct?
Right. That's all he's got.
For example, if you took 10% off, that would be what? That'd be $340,000 reduction, so it puts you at about 3.1. That's just a rough estimate.
Right. Trying to find.
Here's the way I look at this. What we can justify in a reduction, you're going to the state anyway.
Depends on what that number is.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, what we can justify from what our right conversation is.
If we drop it a couple $100,000, I'd probably go on to the state.
That's what I'm saying. Even if we dropped it to $3 million, you'd go on to the state.
Hold on. Yeah, I'd have to talk to my partner. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. If we drop it $3 million, we're talking.
I don't know. I'd have to talk to them. If we could get it to $3 million, I would probably wait a year because our income is going up this year.
Well, I'll make a motion to drop it to $3 million. Then, if you
see how it goes for another year, but
I say
I hope I don't own it.
Motion's made and seconded to. How do you propose to do that, Dan?
How do I propose on the total list, just exactly the way they've got it listed here? I'm not going to...
I meant how do you get it from the 3.4 total down to the 3?
Well,
with all the individual parcels.
All the individual parcels. Just do it as a percentage and take it off of each one of the parcels.
Take 434,946 over 3 and see what that percent is.
I'm sorry, I wasn't doing
that. No, what'd you say?
Yeah, it's basically 10. It's basically 10%.
Yeah.
And it'd be...
Yeah, it's like 12%, I think, if you divide it.
Yeah.
So your motion is to encompass all the BOE numbers that are included, which take me from where to where, Christy?
10% is $3,091,452. So,
what?
No.
Be $343,495.
12.5% is $3,005,000.
Twelve and a half percent will be $3 million. What?
5,577.
5,000. Well, let's just, you want to percentage it, and then that makes it,
I'll even percentage, 13%. Take it 13%, and I'll even it off. Is that all right?
That,
I put it slightly below the 3. Let me get in it, and I'll tell you.
12.6% is what...
Yeah.
Your motion is.
Right.
You calculated it.
You calculated it already, so.
You're getting yourself in trouble because we're looking at 13%.
I know. I'm costing myself money.
Well, this, like you said, this is very difficult to figure.
It is.
Exactly
it's
what
tough
it is on that.
Well, and I know we haven't started a discussion yet, but looking at Branson Creek's, they've got some that's in the $8,000 range and some that's in the $10,000 range of assessed value per acre.
Yeah.
So if you take that, let's say 9,000 times 228.6 acres, and then you add back in, let's say $750,000 value on a clubhouse, I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's 13.
Yeah.
Is that?
Thank you, Johnny. He bought Murder Rock for 1.5.
That's the way I'm going to do
that.
That
was an arm's length transaction.
Just recognize it at 13%.
Or don't know that was a not stress.
Is there a second?
Just recognize it at 13%. That's my motion.
Okay.
That'll be slightly under 3.
We have a motion and a second to reduce the valuation of BOE numbers 2014-40 through 2014-49 by 13%, which would put us somewhere around $2,996,000. That's not exact, but 13% will be the motion.
On the discussion.
$2,988,000.
How much?
$88,403.02.
Okay. Well, we'll let the assessor do the...
We'll let him do the breakdown on it, but I want to ask Rick... I want to ask Rick something on the comment he made in the discussion.
You want me just to figure 13% on all of them, Christy, and establish value straight down? I'll do that.
Do we have to make that motion different way? Or?
No. Go ahead with your question, and I'm going to...
You had said this had been valued at this for some time.
Yes.
Without lowering or raising?
No, I don't think it's raised, but it's been very close to this for 4 or 5 years now.
And your argument would be that we, property values, even if we figured it property values, that they're probably down at least that much or more in Branson, so that justifies the reduction.
Yeah. I would sell it for that $350,000 if there is any takers.
I liked your $500,000.
You'll have to seek a different crowd.
Chuck, I am working on doing each one at 13%. Is that acceptable?
That's great.
Is there any further discussion on this motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I'm done, fellas. Thanks. Appreciate your time.
County clerk will send to you the findings of the board in writing, and then you'll have all that. Thank you, sir. Could we stand in recess for a few minutes?